Chapter 2. It was just after dawn, low tide. Several herring gulls hopped on the beach, their heads cocking one way, then another, their flat black eyes looking at the corpse. Jesse Stone, with the blue light flashing, pulled into the public beach parking lot at the end of the causeway from Paradise Neck, parked behind the Paradise police cruiser that was already there, and got out of his car. It was mid-November and cold. Jesse closed the snaps on his Paradise Men's Softball League jacket and walked to the beach, where Suitcase Simpson, holding a Big Mag flashlight, stood looking down at the body. "Guy's been shot, Jesse," he said. Jesse stood beside Simpson and looked down at the body. "Who found him?" "Me. I'm on 11 to 7, and I pulled in here to take a leak, you know, and the headlights picked him up." Simpson was a big, shapeless, red-cheeked kid who played tackle in high school. His real name was Luther, but everyone called him Suitcase, after the ball player. "Peter Perkins coming?" "Anthony's on the night desk," Simpson said. "He told me he'd call him as soon as he called you." "Okay, give me the flashlight, then go pull your cruiser across the entrance to the parking lot and call in. When Molly comes on, I want Anthony down here and everybody else she can wrangle. I want the area secured." Simpson hesitated, still looking down. "It's a murder, isn't it, Jesse?" "Probably," Jesse said. "Give me the light." Simpson handed the flashlight to Jesse and went to his cruiser. Jesse squatted on his heels and studied the corpse. It had been a young white man, maybe 35. His mouth was open. There was sand in it. He wore a maroon velour warm-up suit, which was soaking wet. There were two small holes in the wet fabric, one on the left side of the chest, one on the right. Jesse turned the head slightly. There was sand in his ear. Jesse swept the flashlight slowly around the body. He saw nothing but the normal debris of a normal beach, a tangle of seaweed scraps, a piece of salt-bleached driftwood, an empty crab shell. Simpson walked back across the parking lot. Behind him, the blue light on his patrol car revolved silently. "Perkins is on the way," he said, "and Arthur Angstrom. Anthony called Molly. She's coming in early. Anthony will be down as soon as she gets there." Jesse nodded, still looking at the crime scene. He said, "What time is it, Suit?" 6:15. "And it's low tide," Jesse said, "so high tide was around midnight." A siren sounded in the distance. "You think he was washed up here?" Simpson said. "Body that's been in the ocean and washed up on shore doesn't look like this," Jesse said. "More beat up," Simpson said. Jesse nodded. "He's got some marks on his face," Simpson said. "That would probably be the gulls," Jesse said. "I could have lived without knowing that," Simpson said. Jesse moved the right arm of the corpse. "Still in rigor," he said. "Which means?" "Rigor usually passes in 24 hours, Jesse said. "So he was killed since yesterday morning?" "More or less. Cold water might change the timing a little." Paradise patrol car pulled in beside Simpson's, adding its blue light to his. Peter Perkins got out and walked toward them. He was carrying a black leather satchel. "Anthony says you got a murder," Perkins said. "You're the crime scene guy," Jesse said, "but there's two bullet holes in his chest." "That would be a clue," Perkins said. He put the satchel on the sand and squatted beside Jesse to look at the corpse. "I figure he was probably shot here sometime before midnight," Jesse said, "when the tide was still coming in. There's the high water line. The tide reached high about midnight and soaked him, maybe rolled him around a little and left him here when it receded." "If you're right," Perkins said, "it probably washed away pretty much any evidence might be laying around." "We'll close the beach," Jesse said, "and go over it." "It's November, Jesse," Simpson said. "Nobody uses it anyway." "This guy did," Jesse said.